He adjusts his stance and brings both his hands up to my cheeks, cradling my face before sliding them back to hold my head.
Close your eyes.
It requires touching me?
My eyes flutter shut at the sensation of his skin against mine.
Not at all. Just one of the perks of not thinking too clearly. You have incredibly touchable skin.
The compliment makes me blush. So much for controlling his faculties.
You need to envision somewhere. Anywhere. I prefer the top of my favorite hillside, near what's left of Orisha. Whatever it is, it needs to feel like home.
The only place I can think of is the archives.
Feel your feet hit the ground and dig in some.
I imagine my boots on the polished marble floor of the archives and wiggle them a little.
Got it.
That's called grounding. Keeping your mental self somewhere so you aren't swept away by the power. Now call to your power. Open your senses.
My palms begin to tingle, and a flood of energy surrounds me. Just as saturating as it was in my bedroom, but without the pain. It's everywhere, filling the archives and pushing at the walls, making them bow and bend, threatening to break them.
Too much.
Focus on your feet. Stay grounded. Can you see where the power flows from? If not, just pick a place.
I turn in my mind. The barge of molten power is flowing through the door.
I see it.
Perfect. You're a natural. It takes most people a week just to learn how to ground. Now, do whatever you need to mentally do to wall yourself off from that current. Tern is the source. You block that power, and you'll have some control back.
The door. I just need to close the door and twist the enormous circular handle that seals the archives off to fire control. Desire makes my heart pound, and I grab onto Zayden's arms, anchoring myself in reality.
You've got this. Whatever you create in your mind is real to you. Shut off the valve. Build a wall. Whatever makes sense.
It's a door.
My fingers dig into the soft material of his tunic, and I mentally heave myself against the door, forcing it to shut 1 inch at a time.
There you go. Keep going.
My physical body trembles at the effort it takes to mentally shove the door closed, but I get it there. I've got the door shut.
Great. Lock it.
I imagine spinning the giant handle. The relief is immediate.